Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning. The most intriguing agenda item will come in the afternoon closed session. That's when the board will decide in which direction to go regarding the hiring of a new director of public health. The county was turned down by the board's first choice, Kristen Brinks, who decided to remain at her current job in El Dorado County. It's unknown if the board has another candidate lined up or if the search for a new hire will continue. The board will also approve an agreement between the State Department of Health and the county for $182,000 for the county's immunization program. The supervisors will also review the $250,000 revenue guarantee commitment from the Headwaters Fund Board, money that will be used as part of a revenue guarantee for the recruitment of expanded air service to the county. The board will also discuss the selection of a new board chair and vice chair at today's meeting, and they will issue a proclamation honoring Public Works employee Doug Finney for his 42 years of service to the county. Supervisor Virginia Bass has also issued a proclamation to honor Jim Howard's 100th birthday. Jim was born December 1st in 1915 and was appointed to the Eureka Council in 1972 and then was reelected three times. Jim served on the City Housing Authority Board prior to his city council terms and served as the president of the Eureka chapter of the NAACP for several years. He was also an active member of the Eureka Rotary Club. Officers from the Crescent City CHP office and the Del Norte County Search and Rescue Team responded to a report there was a car overturned in the Smith River near Hiuchi on Saturday night. The CHP investigation and witness reports have deemed the car was headed southbound on 199 when it left the roadway, rolled down an embankment, leaving broken windows and debris in its path, and rolled into the river. When officers reached the scene, they saw one wheel of the vehicle above water. The rest of the car was submerged in the river. Due to river conditions, high water level, and fast-moving current, search teams were unable to reach the vehicle to search for any victims. The owner of the car has been identified, and the families of the occupants who were believed to have been in the vehicle at the time of the crash have been notified as well. Due to river conditions and weather conditions, it's unclear when the recovery efforts will begin, and the names of the two occupants, who could potentially be deceased, have not been released. The Del Norte County District Attorney's Office announced that 28-year-old Crescent City man Brandon Proctor has been sentenced to 25 years in state prison after being convicted for shooting at a sheriff's deputy and a civilian who was riding with the deputy during a high-speed pursuit in March of this year. The driver of the car, 18-year-old Daniel Carty, will be sentenced for his role in the incident and faces up to 4 years in prison. Carty was driving a stolen vehicle and Proctor was a passenger when they fled from an attempted traffic stop by law enforcement on March 11th. While being pursued, Proctor fired shots. Before the pursuit was ended, he fled the scene on foot, and Proctor was captured 2 weeks later and arrested. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks knows what it's like to be the new hire, to pack up your house and move your family to a new destination, in Sparks' case, halfway across the country. The county thought they had hired a new director of Health and Human Services, but the top choice and the woman to whom they offered the job and who initially agreed to accept decided to remain at her current job and turned the offer down. Sparks said that ideally for such a hire, you have groomed someone internally to take over the position, but it doesn't always work out that way.
Certainly as an organization, you want to be trying to bring people along within the organization that can take over those department head positions at retirement. You want to provide those opportunities for advancement. Otherwise, you get people that they stagnate in positions. But then there's also times within a department, within an organization, that it makes sense to go outside. That organization just needs some significant change.
Hiring for rural areas can be difficult, and Sparks said you have to guard against just turning to the person who's been there the longest.
You know, you try to make sure you provide people with opportunity for training to demonstrate leadership and that you don't just promote people because, well, gee, they've been in the department for 20 years. It's their turn. Certainly what I'm looking for when I'm promoting people is that they've demonstrated a level of competence, a level of leadership, and they become obvious choices at times.
The county has not yet made a final decision on how it will fill the vacant Director of Health and Human Services position. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.